Hello, and welcome to the Flight for the Human Spirit podcast. I'm Michael Combs. So glad you're here. Well, here we are, episode 63, and I can't believe that this time has arrived. Over 2 years now, we've talked about this coast-to-coast world record flight, and over the last 12 months, we've been practicing and working on this flight on a very, very steady basis. I made a comment about a month and a half ago that all of this effort, all of this coordination for a two-day flight, it's just amazing. But here we are, and let me tell you about what's going to happen. Tomorrow morning, my son Daniel and I are going to climb into Hope One, and we're going to fly from Denton, Texas to Amarillo. I had to think about where we're going. Amarillo, and then to Albuquerque, and then to Chandler, Arizona, where we'll spend the night. And then on Friday, we'll arrive in San Diego. The following morning, if all goes well, and I'm sure that it will, we'll take off from San Diego to fly from San Diego to Chandler, Arizona, to Albuquerque, to Amarillo, to Denton, Texas, where we'll spend the night. And then the next morning we'll get up bright and early and be up in the sky by 6:30 at the latest, flying from Denton, Texas, to Greenville, Mississippi, to Birmingham, Alabama, to Columbia, South Carolina, and then finally we'll stop in Wilmington, North Carolina. An incredible journey that will last through two entire days of flight. Now, this has never been accomplished under sport pilot rules to set a world record, a coast-to-coast world record. And that's why we're doing this. As you know, the whole spirit behind the Flight for the Human Spirit is very simple. To encourage 50 million people to never, ever give up on their dreams. And that's just what we're wanting to do, is just show people that you can do whatever you want to do with your life. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket. All that matters is that you believe in your dream. As long as you believe in your dream, and you're willing to never, ever give up on it, it will. It will absolutely come true. And that's certainly what the flight is all about. Remember when I took off a few years ago, I had no money in my pocket. I had no airplane. And everything just seemed to fall together at the right time and the right place. And that's the way it can be. And I tell you, I've talked to so many people through the years now as we've been flying, just who say the same things, that they believed no matter what that this was going to happen. And they have fought me sometimes, you know, when I say that you never ask the question how, you just believe in it. And you know, those who don't ask how find out that yes, it does come true. Now, as far as the Flight for the Human Spirit, so far we've logged 33,000 miles in Hope One. And how amazing is that to think about? 33,000 miles in a small light sport aircraft. We've flown into over 200 airports now. In actuality, I've logged over 36, almost 37,000 miles. But as far as for the Flight for the Human Spirit, I'm keeping it directly inputted from when we took off in Salina, Kansas, to where we finally will end up in Honolulu, Hawaii. And then we'll reveal how many actual miles Hope One has flown. But under the umbrella of the Flight for the Human Spirit, I'm keeping everything intact. And that is 33,000 miles, over 200 airports now. Unbelievable how far that little aircraft has flown. And let me tell you, that Remos has been a tough, tough airplane. If you look at her now, she looks brand new. I mean, you would never. In fact, I was at the Denton Air Show this weekend, and I had a few people come up to me and ask where the real airplane was that did the flight. And I get that question everywhere I go, and I had to just chuckle and say, this is actually the real airplane. But she is very nicely waxed, and she just is as pristine as she could possibly be. Hope One just finished her annual inspection, and she passed with flying colors. The actual airplane has almost 600 hours. It'll be over 600 hours by the time we get back. And that Rotax engine has been very, very reliable and trustworthy. So I know that as we add a little over 4,000 more miles to her over the next 5 to 6 days of our lives, that she will do very well. Now, I mentioned that Daniel, my son, is going with me on this trip. I love this guy, and let me tell you, he came up to me months and months ago now and asked if he could go. There's no way I would say no to that. He was the first one who actually asked. So I was originally planning on doing this trip solo, and then Daniel came up to me and said, can I come along? And boy, I am certainly glad to have somebody else in that other seat, and we'll be able to make a great team out of this flight. He has taken a few lessons. One is on radio communication, and the other is on weather. So he'll be certainly more knowledgeable. If you're following along and listening to us as we speak to the controllers, and I'm trying to think what the website is, as I'm just drawing a blank right now. Anyway, you'll be able to hear Daniel from time to time speak with the controllers. So there you have it. We take off tomorrow morning, first thing, for Amarillo and points beyond. And then Saturday morning, we take off to fly on a transcontinental flight in a light sport aircraft. We'll keep you posted along the way. I am so glad that you're here with us. I'm so glad that you're following along. And I tell you, I tell people all the time that we have the best fans in the world. And it is so true. Some of the fans that I've met at the air shows, they know this flight better than I do sometimes. They can rattle off statistics and flight leg numbers and on and on, just all of these different things that people have attached themselves to with the flight. But you know what matters the most to me is when people come up and say, you have inspired me, Michael, and this is how. And they tell me what they have done with their lives because of what I've done with mine. And so I leave you with that. Whatever it is that you want to do with your life, don't give up. Don't give up. It can come true, but it depends on your level of belief and your attitude. We'll keep you posted along the way. And remember, if I can fly, what can you do? Take care, and I'll see you in the sky.